Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David Mitchell, the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of the South Island in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is October 1, 2017, on this Tishri 12, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, Just When I Need Him Most. Just when I need him, just for his near. Just when I falter, just when I fear. Ready to help me, ready to share. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him more, just for his near to comfort and share, just when I need him more, just when I need him, just for his true, never forsaking all the way through, giving for burden. Precious of you, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him. Just when he's strong, carrying my burdens all the day long. Put all my sorrow, giving a song. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when he's there to comfort and cheer, just when I need him most. Just when I need him, just when he's strong, carrying my burdens all the day long. Oh, my sorrow, giving a song, just when I need just when I need him more, just when I need him more, just for his head to comfort and cheer, just when I need him more. Just when I need him, he is my home, answering when I call him I call. If I should fall, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just for his near to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most.
Gospel of the Kingdom, Part 4. Luke chapter 20, we're going to start with, let's do a little review of Luke chapter 20. Let's read verse 17 and 18. And he said, and he beheld them and said, what is this then that is written, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Verse 19, and the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him. And they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And he watched them and sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just then, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of Yahweh truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? But he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Show me a penny, whose image and superscription hath it. They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto Yahweh the things which be Yahweh's. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and held their peace. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, If any man's brother die, having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brethren, and the first took the wife and died without children, and the second took her the wife, and he died childless, and the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children and died. Last of all the woman died also. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife. Yeshua answering has said unto them, The children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of Yahweh, being the children of the resurrection. Now if the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he calleth the Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, for he is not an Elohim of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. And certain of the scribes answered and said, Master, thou hast well said. And after that they durst not ask him any question at all. And he said unto them, How say they that Yahshua is David's son? And David himself said in the book of the Psalm, The Yahweh said unto my Yahweh, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore calleth him Master, how is he then his son? Then in the audience of all the people he said unto his disciples, Beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets, and the high seats in the synagogue, and the chief rooms at the feast, which devour widows' houses, and for a show make a long prayer. The same shall receive greater damnation. Okay, that ends chapter 20 of Luke. Acts chapter 8, let's go and start with verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death, and at that time there was a great persecution against the Let's read a little bit of the last part of Acts chapter 7, verse 59. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon Yahweh and saying, Yahshua Messiah, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Yahweh, lay not this sin unto their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Acts chapter 8. And Saul was consenting unto his death, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church congregation which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And the devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentations over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the congregation, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committing them unto the prison. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Yeshua unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For the unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with the palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, and to him they all gave heed, from the least unto the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of Yahweh. Unto him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched him with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of Yahweh and the name of Yahshua Messiah, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of Yahweh, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of Yahshua Messiah. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hand the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of Yahweh may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of Yahweh. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray Yahweh, that perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye unto Yahweh for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of Yahweh, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of Yahweh spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of the Ethiopia, an eunuch of the great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And for the place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, he is judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Yeshua. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Yeshua Messiah is the Son of Yahweh. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized them. When they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of Yahweh called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Okay. At all of Acts chapter 8. Let's go now into the next segment. It'd be Acts chapter 14. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. Okay. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil, affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, both they speaking bodily in the Yeshua, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, in part held with the Jews, in part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of the Laconia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel, and there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. And then the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding them, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying, In the speech of Laconia, The gods are come down unto us in the likeness of men. And they call Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living Elohim, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful season, filling our hearts with good and gladness, and with these sayings scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came another certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. When they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, and to Iconium and Antioch. And confirming the souls of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of the Yahweh. Now there you have it right there. With much tribulation we shall enter into the kingdom of the Yahweh. And when they had ordained them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Yahweh on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of Yahweh for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the congregation together, they rehearsed all that the Yahweh had done with them, and how he had opened the door of the faith unto the Gentiles. That's actually Yahshua. They rehearsed all that the Yahshua had done with them. And there they abode a long time with the disciples. Okay, that's the end of chapter 14. Let's go over into Acts chapter 15. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. And therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem and to the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the congregation, they passed through Phoenix and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the people. When they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the congregation and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that Yahweh had done with them. And there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of the Moses. Well, yes, you're supposed to keep the law of the Moses with the new spirit and the Yahshua. That's Romans chapter 8. Verse 1 and 2. And the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago Yahweh made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the Yahshpel, Y-A-H-S-P-E-L, and believe. And Yahweh which knoweth their hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by the faith. And by the faith in what? faith in the blood of the Yeshua, of the new and living way, of the blood of the new covenant. Acts 15:10. Now therefore, why tempt ye Yahweh to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Savior Yeshua Messiah, we shall be saved even as they. Okay. So the grace of the Yeshua Messiah. What is that? That's his blood. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience unto Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders Yahweh had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And if they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon hath declared how Yahweh at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets as it is written, At this hour we'll return and we'll build again the tabernacle of David which has fallen down, and we'll build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of man might seek after the Yahweh and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Yahweh, who doeth all these things. Known unto Yahweh are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned unto Yahweh, but that we write unto them that they abstain from the pollutions of the idols, and from the fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of the old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company unto Antioch with the Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, a surname Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner, for the apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch, and Syria, and Cilicia, for as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with their words, subverting your soul, saying, You must be circumcised and keep the law, unto whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by the mouth. For it seemed good unto the Holy Spirit and unto us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered unto idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if you keep yourself, ye shall do well, fare ye well. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. And Judas and Silas, being prophets, also themselves exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. After they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of Yahweh with many others also. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of Yahweh, and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they just departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of Yahweh. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the congregations. Okay, Acts chapter 20. And as the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them and departed for to go into Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece, and there abode 3 months. And when the Jews had laid for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. And there accompanied him into Asia, Sopater, and Berea, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus, and Sergius, and Gaius, and Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia, Tychicus, and Trophimus. He's going to be foretold for us at Troas. And we sailed away from Philippi after days of unleavened bread, and came unto them unto Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, then fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him, said, "Trouble not yourself, for his life is in him." When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till the break of the day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted. And he went before to ship and sail unto Assos, there intended to take in Paul, for so had he appointed minding himself to go afoot. And when he met with us at Assos, we took him in and came to Mytilene. And we sailed there thence and came the same day, next day, over against Chios. And the next day we arrived at Samos and turned at Trogallium. And the next day we came to Miletus. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus, because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hasted, if it were possible for him to be at Jerusalem the day of the Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church, and when they were come to him, he said unto them, "You know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Yahweh with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the line and the weight of the Jews. You know how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly, and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards Yahweh and faith toward our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. And now, behold, I go into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Spirit witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with the joy and the ministry of which I have received of Yahshua Messiah to testify of the gospel. Same thing as to testify. He said he got this from Yahshua, the Messiah. For the testifying of the plan of salvation to the brother, everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, of the grace of the Yahweh. And now, behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone, preaching the kingdom of Yahweh, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of the Yahweh. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers, to feed the congregation of Yahweh, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now this is Yahshua talking right here. Take heed therefore unto yourself and unto all the flock, over which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseer, to feed the church of the Yahshua, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now this is Yahshua's own blood that he purchased this church right here. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after themselves. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with the tears. And now, brethren, I commend you unto Yahweh and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yet ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and unto them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Yahshua Messiah. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. Okay, that ends Acts chapter 20. Let's skip on over now to Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Yahshua Messiah, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of the Yahweh. And he says, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture. Now, I want to go back and reread that verse 1 again. Paul, a servant of the Yahshua Messiah, called to be an apostle, separated unto the plan of the salvation taught as the new doctrine of the Yahshua Messiah, because it's the good news of the plan of salvation through the blood of the Yahshua, the Messiah, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, which he has promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Alright? So now look at this. Paul is separated. And who's separating? Yeshua the Messiah separated them. Called to be an apostle, separated unto the good news of the plan of salvation through the new and living way of the blood of Yeshua. That is Romans 8, 1 and 2. And no, Romans 10, 20. And Romans 8, 1 and 2. And Romans 3, 4, 24 and 25. Which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scripture. Yeshua, he promised afore unto the prophets in the Old Testament. So Yeshua is the author of the Old and the New Testament, so he's the one that has given the prophecies unto the prophets of old, Abraham and the like, to prophesy of this gospel, the good news of the plan of salvation to the new and living way, concerning his son Yeshua Messiah our Savior, which was made of the seed of David according unto the flesh. Made of the seed of David according unto the flesh. And declared to be the Son of Yahweh with power according unto the Spirit of the Holiness by the resurrection from the dead. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience unto the faith among all nations for his name. Among whom are ye also the called of Yahshua Messiah. To all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahweh, called to be the saints, grace unto you and peace from Yahweh our Father and the Savior Yahshua Messiah. First I thank my Elohim through Yahshua Messiah for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For Yahweh is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit and the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of the Yahweh to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift unto the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purpose to come unto you, but have let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you, also even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both unto the Greeks and to the barbarians, both unto the wise and unto the unwise. It says, so as much as is in me, as I am ready to preach the gospel unto you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Messiah, for it is the power of Yahweh unto salvation. See, the good news of the salvation of the power of salvation to the brother of the everlasting covenant is the power of the Father unto salvation, unto every one that believeth, unto the Jew first, and also unto the Greek. Verse 17. Okay, it says that, for therein is the righteousness of the Yahweh revealed from faith to faith. What does it mean, from faith to faith? From faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant through the animal sacrifice, and to the faith in the blood of the Yahshua of the new covenant. The blood of the animal of the old covenant was faith in the blood of the Yahshua that promised that was to come. But Paul said there in verse 1 of Romans chapter 1, Paul, the son of Yahshua Messiah, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of Yahweh, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the old and the Holy Scriptures. So Yahshua had promised by his prophets that he was showing you how to make this translation from the faith in the blood of the animal of the old covenant and the law of Moses to the faith of the new covenant under the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua, Romans 8:2. Okay, it says that, for therein is the righteousness of the Yahweh revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, for the just shall live by the faith in the blood of Yeshua. For the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and of men who hold the truth in the unrighteousness, because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifest in them. For the Yahweh has showed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even unto his eternal power and head, which it says Godhead here, we say Yahweh head, so that they are without excuse. Because when they knew Yahweh, they glorified him not as a Yahweh, neither were thankful, but became vain their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible Yahweh into an image made like unto the corruptible man, and unto birds, and full-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore Yahweh also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For this cause Yahweh gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, Yahweh gave them over unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of Yahweh, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient unto parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of Yahweh, that they which commit such sins are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Let's just continue right on in Romans chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same thing. But we are assured that the judgment of Yahweh is according unto the truth against them which commit such sin. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of Yahweh? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, and forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of Yahweh leadeth thee unto repentance? But after thy hardness, an impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of the Yahweh, who will render unto every man according unto his deeds. Unto them who by the patient continuance and well-doing seek for the glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace unto every man that worketh good, unto the Jew first, and also unto the Gentile. For there is no respect to the person of Yahweh, for as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another, in the day when Yahweh shall judge the secrets of men by the Yashir Messiah, according unto my Yahshpel. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of Yahweh, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of the babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Therefore which teaches another, teachest thou not thyself. Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? And thou that makest thy boast of the law through the breaking of the law, dishonest thy Elohim? For the name of Yahweh is blessed thing among the Gentiles, through you as it is written, for the circumcision very profiteth if thou keep the law. If thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keepeth the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge of thee, who by the letter and circumcision thus transgress the law? For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart and the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of the Yahweh. Okay, that in Romans chapter 2. Now let's fast forward to Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer unto Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved. Oh, Paul is wanting Israel to be saved here. So he says, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of the Yahweh, but not according unto knowledge. For they've been ignorant of the Yahweh's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. They have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of the Father. For Yahshua is the end of the law for the righteousness and every one that believeth. For the Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of the faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into the heaven, that is to bring Yahshua down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Yahshua again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of the faith and the blood of the Yahshua which we preach. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Yahshua Messiah, and shalt believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Yeshua over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yeshua shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of the peace, that bring glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. That's the plan of salvation through the blood of Yahshua. For Isaiah says, Yahweh who hath believed our report. When it says now, then verse 16 of Romans chapter 10, it says, that they have not all obeyed the gospel. They haven't obeyed it. What does it mean, obey it? It means they have not kept their holy days that are set aside for the different feast of the Sabbath that comes once a week, the new moon Sabbath that comes once a month, the annual Sabbath that come at the Passover, the Pentecost, and the Atonement season. They haven't obeyed those laws that are set in motion in the fourth day of creation, when Yahweh created the sun, the moon, and the stars. That they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Master, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people. And by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and said, I have found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. Then Israel saith, all day long have I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. This brings the close of our study. This is our contest. This is at the 11th hour corner. Number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Lead me to Calvary, King of my love, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest thou forget thy thorn crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest thou forget, yes. Lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly warmed and wed. Angels and rose of light array, God is the world that's left. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary. Let me like Mary through the gloom come with the gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb. Lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget this many, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, yet to bear,
cross of thee, even the cup of grief to share, thou hast gone all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thou love for me. Lead me to Calvary.